Daddy, can you tell me a scary story?
Honey, no. You'll get nightmares.
Please. Please.
All right, fine. But you have to go to bed afterwards. I'll tell you one about your grandpa. He saw something scary once. It was a long time ago when he was a young man. He and his friend, your uncle, were leaving work one day, and it was getting really late. The sun was starting to go down, and as they were walking towards their truck, it became very dark, like the sun had suddenly disappeared. Your grandpa, he turns to look, and he grabs your uncle's arm, and he says, Look at the sun, what is that?
Daddy.
And floating there, this massive object hung in the sky. It was silent, like a shadow that had eaten the sun.
Dad.
Yes?
This isn't true. Monsters aren't real, right?
That's a difficult question.
When he approached the craft and that portal opened,
three very, very distinct heads and eyes.
Then we hear the voice tell us, you need to leave now.
I'm MJ Benias, and besides being the dad of an adorable kid, I'm a journalist. And for nearly a decade, I've been covering what I like to call the weird shit beat. UFOs, phantoms, creatures. Now, while I find the stories interesting, I'm not a believer. But I am fascinated with the people who do believe, many of whom have experienced something. From the average citizens, to the cultists, to the rocket scientists with the highest levels of clearance in the US government. It was a small world, one where most people outside its orbit didn't take it seriously. Then that all changed because of this guy.
I mean, for a guy like me that plays guitar for a living, I was like, what the f*** have I done?
That's Tom DeLonge, former guitarist and singer for the pop-punk band Blink-182, a band that needs no introduction if you went to middle school in the early 2000s. In 2017, he, with the help of a former spy and U.S. government insiders, released government videos that show fighter pilots mesmerized by an unidentified flying object.
Well, if there's like this thing, it's rotating.
After their release, the government essentially said, yeah, we have no idea what's in the sky with our pilots. We've been told that this is the real deal, that the information is credible, that this is stuff we should no longer laugh at. And I don't think we should laugh about it. But I know, from nearly a decade, covering the weird shit beat, nothing is ever what it seems.
I wanted to get into the government to learn the secrets, to find out what the heck's really going on.
You guys don't mind going in the bathroom real quick? But so we can strip down, make sure there's no covert mics.
I mean, the whole thing is just sketchy.
Are monsters real? I don't really know what to tell my kid. To begin to answer that, we have to suss out who these people are that claim to be exposing the truth. Why is all of this coming out now, and can anyone be trusted?
This is f***ing real, and it's real important, and it's not all good.
Join me, listeners, as I try to shed light on a shadowy world. I'm MJ Benias, and from Something Else, this is Fringe Network, Alien State, Season 1.
Fringe Network, Alien State, coming June 6th. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.